The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You can either make this pie or you can't.
Whoopie.
Sweet potato.
No. Did I tell you?
Yes.
Pumpkin. I don't know. What are you, French still? Blueberry. You can either make blueberry pie or you can't.
You'll find we're a team here, George. We don't tolerate dissent. You want to go your own way, you're in the wrong place. Oh,
no problem there. Conformity is an obsession with me.
Chocolate cream pie. Compliment to the house.
Oh. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
That's one thing I remember.
I assumed a blueberry so pie dessert would be very similar to a cherry pie in terms of how you make it.
Well, because there's a tartness involved, right?
Like, yeah.
You got to get rid of the tartness.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And that's the issue you have with cherries as well.
But they need to explode in your mouth, like the pancakes.
Right.
And then they're wonderful.
Best pie I've ever tasted. Take a bite, George. It's delicious. I insist.
If you're one of us, you'll take a bite.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They make the plans. We sit and count. Our chairs stack it just like a mountain. You heard about it. She running her mouth.
Is our long local nightmare over with today? Today, we asked you on Monday if today was the day. We asked you on Tuesday if today was the day. But today, Wednesday, may actually be the day. Aaron Rodgers scheduled to go on Pat McAfee this afternoon. I assume there will be some clarity. I assume there will be some decision. I assume there will be something that is prompting him to go on his buddy's show today.
Better be. I forget who I was talking to after our show in the office yesterday, but they're, oh, do you think it's happening today? I said, yes, I do think it's happening today, but I also thought it was happening on Monday, so you can't trust whatever I think. I think it was just wishful thinking at this point. I mean, because there is a, I would say the likely, like, if I'm giving out 100% of something, like 90% of it is that he's going to announce he's going to the Jets. 5% is he's going to retire, and the other 5% is he's just going on there to have fun with everybody and jerk us all around.
5% jerk around? 5%
yeah.
Jerk around?
Yes.
I would crank that number way up.
What percent is spite and what percent is happiness?
For him?
Yes.
50-50.
You think so?
I think he's excited to go to the Jets, but I think there's a certain portion that I think there's a certain portion of him that wants to, you know, stick it to the pack.
Because I think right now the Packers are winning.
Winning what?
Winning from the, you know how we said who's going to win, Rodgers or the Packers?
You mean
Packers
like,
look
you mean
best
like public
in this situation?
Public
yes.
opinion. Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Well, they didn't when Mark Murphy went out there on the WIAA girls basketball tournament network.
Despite their best efforts.
But he did it on the WIAA
the Packers
network.
Are somehow coming
How
up.
Many people were listening to
yeah.
the WIAA
I mean, unless
WIAA
things don't
network
work out.
Until some big conglomerate grabbed it.
But again, like Gabe said, that was always going to happen given that it was about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's not 1995, you know? Like, 1995, that might have been able to hide there in the world that we live in 2023 that was going to get aggregated and out on social media for everyone to see and grab very, very quickly.
But if he goes out and vents and rips the organization, he'll thank the fans, number one, but rips the organization, it's going to make him feel good, but it doesn't.
Yeah, so that's what I'm curious to see how he handles that portion of it. Because I'm trying to think of, like, the press conferences that Brett did when he got traded to the Jets. Because he never did, like, a presser with the Packers other than the retirement one. You know, he showed up on family night and everyone went, the hell are you doing here? And then jumped back on the PJ and went back home. But I don't remember what he said at his opening press conference.
For the Jets?
For the Jets. I don't think he ripped Ted. I don't think he ripped the organization.
No, I don't think he did.
I think he kind of took the high road, and then we all found out about, you know, him trying to sneak a Packers playbook to Matt Millen and the Lions.
There's nothing wrong with that. I stole mine.
But you,
you didn't try to give it to Chili.
Yeah, it's the giving part that really is the infraction. The holding on to, yeah, it's frowned upon, but it's the giving it to some other competitor that we really have an issue with. So the big news yesterday, though, was that there was this revelation from ESPN's Diana Rossini that apparently Rodgers has this quote-unquote wish list, these players that he would like to see the Jets go out and try to get. Let's take a listen to Diana Rossini reporting this yesterday on SportsCenter.
We paint this picture as if he handed over like a grocery list of players, and we know that's not how it works here, right? The Jets were attacking free agency, trying to fill holes, and of course, they want to make the guy they want, the guy that they pretty much have done everything they possibly could do as a team, as an organization, to get him to come to New York. They want to get there, and they're not going to be able to land all these guys in reality. Odell Beckham Jr. right now, his market, there's a lot of teams interested, but he's looking to make between 15 and 20 million. That number is going to probably wind up coming down because I don't see any teams at this point right now biting on that. But he's one of the players he would like to see arrive in New York with him if that's what he chooses to do. As of right now, he has not given any official word that he's going to be a New York Jet, that he hasn't informed the Green Bay Packers that he wants a trade. From everything I've learned over the last few hours, it seems like they are so close to getting the ball over the goal line. We're just not there yet.
You can have him. Packers want him to take him, right? We have no more use for Mercedes Lewis. None.
Correct.
Randall Cobb?
He's a minimum guy.
Same thing.
Randall Cobb's going to play 6 games on turf, right? Lazard?
Not at that price tag.
Not at that. It's fine. That's
apparently the going rate for average wide receivers because Jacoby Myers got a very similar deal from the Las Vegas Raiders.
And there's
Raiders
also
out there.
A few more players they can take. The Packers, let me tell you what. The Packers organization is high-fiving themselves today. You know, and I said, it's like, what about Bob when they're trying to pass Bob on from psychologist to psychologist? They're like, free. They're happy up there. Now, you have to give the guy his due. He was a great player.
Yep.
Great player. We are fortunate to have him. And I've always said, I don't like the guy, and I don't dislike him. He's just there to be a quarterback for me. For me, it's time to move on. Do I wish him well in New York? No. I hope he falls flat on his face. And I think a lot of people are with me. I'm just happy he's gone. Now the face of the franchise is Goody. It's yours. Here you go. Here you go. This is probably what you wanted a couple years ago.
Yeah, let's
see
what
you
can do unencumbered, right? Yes. Unencumbered by the demands of somebody who also wants to play GM. I don't really have an issue with this whole, and I know Diana distinguished it from a shopping list. Right. I don't think that he handed them a list and was like, make this happen.
When Woody Johnson pulls
in. I don't think that it was like an ultimatum. I don't think it was a deal breaker. I think it was, this is who I would like to have. And frankly, don't we all sort of kind of try to grease the wheels in relationships? Like, if I'm trying to make a sales deal, right, and I'm inviting somebody over to my house for dinner, I'm going to find out what they like for dinner, okay? I'm going to find out if they're a steak person or if they're a fish person. I'm going to find out if they like caviar or they like mini hot dogs or whatever it is. Whatever it is that they like, that's what I'm serving at that dinner.
Hold on. You have that wide of a range as a chef? You can do mini hot dogs and caviar?
I'm just saying that whatever it is that they want, I would go out of my way to make happen.
Do those like mini weenies in like a crock pot with some orange juice
sauce? No, they're not. When I said mini hot dogs, I meant the cocktail weenies.
Yeah,
for some reason, I got the wires crossed.
Do you guys ever have those mini frozen like corn dogs? Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
Kids love corn dogs. In fact, I have to stop one of my kids from eating corn dogs all the time because she can't poop when she eats too many corn dogs. But I digress. The point is, you do the things that you think are going to grease the wheels and make the deal happen. For some reason, and we're going to get to Colin Cowherd in just a moment because he revealed yesterday that Rodgers is not happy with the list, but I don't understand how this is a negative thing.
No. I actually respect Rodgers for trying to get his buddies jobs. Alan Lazard was going to get a job regardless, but I don't know if Randall Cobb or Mercedes Lewis would have been picked up by teams if they wanted to play without Aaron Rodgers because they're at that point in their careers. But if you can get your buddies jobs, why not?
Brett,
why not bring him along?
It.
Brett didn't try to bring you to New York?
No, Brett wasn't doing crap. He'd take your truck, your wallet, and who knows, maybe your dog. You know, he ain't doing anything. So I kind of respect Rodgers from that
standpoint.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, he's looking out for his guys. There's a certain loyalty there that, you know, I respect. I get it.
So that news broke, I don't know, it was about midday, Diana Rossini reporting that there was this quote-unquote wish list that Aaron Rodgers had. And then later in the day, Colin Cowherd revealed that it might not have made the quarterback all that happy. This from the Colin Cowherd podcast on Tuesday.
My guess is, has always been 51% Packers over the Jets, but by signing Alan Lazard, I think the Jets are doing everything possible to get Aaron, but I don't think they have an answer yet. I don't. And I think Hackett was step one. Alan Lazard is step two. You know, maybe we'll hear something on David Bakhtiari. But, you know, this idea that nobody's connected to Aaron and nobody knows anything. Aaron's got plenty of players, people I know, that he shows his disdain on a regular basis. He hears the media. He was not happy, I'm told, with the list. Said it was BS. I just don't believe Diana Rossini completely made it up. Why would she do that? She's got a nice career. Why would you just throw out a haymaker that's totally, absolutely inaccurate unless you had some feelers on it and some legitimate sources?
Well, the reality is she wouldn't. Right. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. She would not just make this up. So it'll be interesting to see how Aaron Rodgers handles it today when he goes on the Pat McAfee show. If, in fact, as Colin Cowherd says, he is not happy about it, because there is truth to the report. You cannot be happy about it getting out. That's that. I understand that nuance. But are you how can you be unhappy about it existing? You created it. Again, I think his issue is, I don't want that stuff getting out, and clearly somebody from the Jets organization or from somebody in the NFL, somebody out there did obviously pass this on to Diana Rossini, and so that's probably what he has issue with.
Well, yeah, because he's talked about his team and nobody knows anything about him, so when like a third party outside of his inner circles releasing stuff, I'm sure that does not make him happy, because he has been trying desperately to control the entire narrative and situation around this.
His default now is to blame the media, right?
Uh-huh.
That's his default. Get a life, bro. I mean, really, get a life. Who cares?
I mean, he said he doesn't care.
Let that
Thank you. The great irony here is that he literally said to Brandon Marshall this weekend. We don't even have to go back that far. This isn't like a month ago or 2 months ago or a year ago when you can be like, well, remember when he said? No, this past weekend when he talked to Brandon Marshall on his I Am Athlete podcast, there was a whole segment in there about how he's affected by people's perceptions of him. And his whole point was that he's not, that they're not in his inner circle and that they don't affect him and all of these things. And like this whole idea that he used to, quote unquote, subscribe to of needing to correct these falsehoods or needing to tell the truth when things are being said about him, he didn't feel that need anymore. So Rodgers, prove it. Prove what you said this weekend is accurate, that this stuff doesn't bother you. You don't need to go out there and say, you know, every little slight or every little issue that you have with what is being said about you, and don't make an issue out of it. Again, I don't see what the big deal is. So the Jets want to give you guys you want. You have that leverage right now. The Jets are as desperate of a football team as you are going to get in the NFL right now at the quarterback position, because they've thrown all their eggs into the Aaron Rodgers basket. So use it. Use the leverage. I don't understand why this is a big deal.
None of those players really make them better.
Oh, Lazard makes them a little bit better.
A little bit.
Because they have, you know, their wide receiver room is pretty decent, so you're not going to be relying on him to be your number one. If he's your number three and he pops off for 100 yards twice this season and does all the other little dirty work things that he does, that makes your team better.
Is Lazard a better receiver or blocker at this point?
You're asking that question. But again, good for him for getting the 44 mil, 22 guaranteed. Good for him.
I just don't think they're better than Miami's skills. I'm taking the quarterback position out.
Sure.
I don't think they're better than Kansas City's skills.
Sure.
So this is not a walk in the park, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're better. I still don't think they get to the Super Bowl.
No, I mean, it's going to be tough.
Not
because
now,
of the top,
not yet.
Because of the top three teams in that conference, it would be tough to do so.
Would you guys want to see Bakhtiari shipped off? I would.
It's too late, though.
Is it?
Well, they just converted all that money to signing.
First round pick. This is what you want when you rebuild a team.
But
you want to get cap healthy. Yes, they're going to take a hit, Gabe.
But
they're going to take a hit. But this is how you rebuild the team. You stockpile draft picks. You get healthy on the cap side, and you get young, so you don't have receivers playing for $28 million.
So the problem, though, is right now you would be absorbing a $40 million cap hit for Aaron Rodgers not to be playing for you. And that's if you don't take, because some of the, maybe the holdup is this $59 million option bonus that's out there. Do the Packers take some of that back and take a bigger cap hit for Rodgers? Like, that's been out there floated as some of the holdups in terms of compensation.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got $40 million there. The dead cap number, if they trade David Bakhtiari today, is $38 million. So you're going to pay $78 million against your salary cap to have two guys not play for you?
What would it have been if they didn't restructure Bakhtiari?
It would have been at least $15 million, if not more, less than that.
But you have a lot more flexibility, is the point.
I know. That's why someone's stupid in the organization.
But
if
maybe
Goody went to Russ Ball and said renegotiate, why didn't they wait? What is the rush?
Want to get rid of David Bakhtiari? Maybe they feel like an all-pro guy on the offensive line is something you do want to hold on to, regardless of who is under center.
Yeah, if you're going to play 16 games and not seven,
I think they are confident that he is going to play, and the knee is no longer going to be an issue.
Look, because I looked at his cap hit for next year.
Yeah. It's $40 million. It's too big. Yeah, he'll get released.
Gone.
Yeah, he'll get
He's
released
gone.
Next year.
Maybe he'll go
so
to
what
New
the
York.
Hell is 1 year going to do?
Well, also, though, people have been bringing up the fact that you want to talk about him having all these issues with the turf.
Yeah.
Right? He's been very vocal about his issues with the NFL and the turf.
Yeah.
But that stadium out in New York's got some of the worst. It's one of the worst playing surfaces in the league.
It's got turf.
But I bet he'd leave to play with his guy.
I don't know if he would.
If he's been
that vocal against turf, kind of make him a hypocrite, wouldn't it? It would all the work that he's done, it would undercut it.
I would get rid of him. And you know me from the start. I said, don't sign him.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, you've been anti-sign
offensive
lineman.
Because overall, it was a bad contract, right? I mean, you can't have the crystal ball and say, well, he's going to blow his ACL out right after he signs.
And then he's going to have fluid issues in that ACL.
It was a bad deal. It was a bad deal.
Yeah.
What do you do with bad deals?
Shrug.
You get rid of them as quickly as you can.
Shrug. 800-990-3776. Your reaction to the news that Rodgers has a wish list of players, and most of them are current Green Bay Packers. Well, Alan Lazard is no longer a Green Bay Packer. He is now a New York Packer, because that's basically what the Jets are doing out there. They're basically just taking this Packers team that, oh, by the way, did not go to the playoffs this past year, and they're just dropping it into Florham Park. We roll on right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Is your business looking for localized banking solutions? Fifth Third Bank has been looking forward to the future and helping business shape what's next for 165 years. And for the last 14 right here in Milwaukee. They offer industry-specific expertise, local decision-making capabilities, and extensive experience to help your business succeed. Think about that. A company that's been around for 165 years, 14 here in Milwaukee, they have that backing of 165 years of experience, but they do have a local touch to help you as well. Fifth Third is big enough to provide sophisticated solutions and expert guidance, but also empowered to make local decisions and work from a foundation of strong community connections. Commercial banking value only Fifth Third can offer. Fifth Third Bank National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
Even Chewy.
Look, you take Jesus and the presence out, and it's not even in the top 10.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you take sex out of the anniversary, then that's not that fun either.
On 94.5 ESPN.
On Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, talking wish lists and whatnot. That could be the name of a band, wish lists and whatnot.
Wasn't Tanya one of his boys? Is he sitting there going, hey?
It's a very good question.
Dude's got like a peg leg at this point.
I did see, though, the Will Smith meme of him standing in the living room with the no furniture, looking around with his hands, and people
going,
Bobby Tonyan right now. Let's take a listen to Dan Orlovsky, who was on NFL Live yesterday, talking about the alleged wish list that Diana Rossini reported yesterday that Rodgers gave to the New York Jets as far as players he would be interested in. Those guys on the list that were reported reported were Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard, who is now a member of the New York Jets, Mercedes Lewis, and OBJ. And we will in a few moments talk about OBJ and whether or not he makes the Jets better. But let's take a listen to Dan Orlovsky on NFL Live yesterday.
It's going to be the deal happens last, but the moves happen first. Hey, I want these pieces or these transactions. If that happens, then I'm more likely to come. The Alan Lazard one, you can make the case that the Jets could have been interested in indifferent of Aaron Rodgers. Good player, fits their scheme, what they want to do. Talented, reliable, kind of slot, big body receiver. Randall Cobb and Mercedes Lewis mean one thing, that they were specifically requested by the quarterback, hey, I want these guys to be, and I get it. He's going somewhere brand new for the first time in, what, 15 plus years? He wants some of his buddies there with him. I think the reality, too, is this. He knows, Aaron Rodgers knows, the Jets have absolutely no choice but to do this.
Nobody's touching either one of those two players if they don't go to the Jets. I mean, no one was going to touch Randall Cobb when he was Houston before Rodgers requested him. And now he just had ankle surgery? I mean, I just don't see what the big deal is. He is a baby, right?
If you're a team in the AFC East, like if you're the Patriots or if you're the Bills, and I don't know what their cap situations are, but do you just offer like Randall Cobb 1 year, $5 million just to see if you can upset the apple cart?
No.
Because he's only going to get like,
no.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a waste of
no,
time.
No, it's a waste.
Yeah. You know what this screams to me though? And I'm sure that you all out there can relate to this. Like, I have a friend who refuses to go into the restaurant until the rest of us arrive, right? Let's say we're having a girls' night out, we're all going out to dinner, and she gets there first. She will sit in her car and listen to the radio until someone else arrives at the restaurant because she refuses to go in by herself and sit at the table or sit in the waiting area by herself. So she'll be like,
should I not have done that?
Is that wrong?
What, is this the thing you do? You do this?
Over here, right.
I may have a friend that does this.
Okay, well, tell me about your friend. How would you describe them from a characteristic?
I would say that my friend
I like Schmashton. He wishes.
Okay, well, that was...
Is it a girl or a guy?
That was funny. It's me, you dope.
Are you a girl or a guy?
You have leading horse to water. Can't make a drink. But you know what I'm saying about that? Like, you have that friend who, like, won't go into the building, won't go into the party, won't go into the restaurant. Like, that's what this feels like for Aaron Rodgers a little bit. Like, dude, just show up. You're Aaron Flippin' Rodgers, future Hall of Famer. Like, you're the guy. It feels a little like insecure, not really sure, new environment, uncomfortable. And that's strange to me.
Wait, Ashton, why won't you go in the restaurant?
It's just, I just don't necessarily want to be first, and I'm the big goofy guy just sitting there. There are two recent examples of where I did go in first, and it was fine, so I think I'm going to change myself, but I don't know.
Well,
just,
here's a little advice, first, okay? Your first drink then shouldn't be at the establishment you're going with. Have a few pops, grow some nuts, and go into the flipping bar and sit down and order a drink.
Okay,
How are you going to get a girl? How do we get him a girl? Jeez, I'm crow.
Right?
The only way to get a girl is by going first into a bar?
I mean, it's... Look.
No, if you're afraid to go into a bar by yourself, how are you going to go approach... What are you, a caveman? You need a club? I'm Grog. What's your name?
He's like, how are you going to grab a boob?
Yes. Could you sign this, please, before I... Do you even know how to unbutton a bra?
I've painted such a terrible picture of myself.
I can admit that I do not know how, and we had this discussion in Mexico, because the buddies I was with can do it with one hand. I can't do it with scissors.
How the hell is he? You're right.
Have you ever felt the
boob? Are your hands too big back there, big guy? You just can't, you're fumbling with it? What's going on?
Why can't they have Velcro? I mean, these flipping hooks. I mean, think about it. The two smallest hooks have to go into this class?
Yeah. You just intimidated by it? Have you psyched yourself up after all these years?
I've been a little practice for the last 20 years, I guess.
For what it's worth, I stopped wearing real bras when the pandemic hit. So it's been all sports bras ever since. So I have to go to a fancy event. The likelihood is I'm not wearing a bra versus wearing an actual bra, just because they're very complicated and uncomfortable.
I like the sports
with
bra.
The scissors.
Sports bra, you just rip the thing over the head. And you're like, hey! Am I right? I mean,
you're not wrong.
It'll be all right, Ash. It'll happen someday.
Listen, I had no idea that my analogy or my proposed metaphor was going to take us in this direction.
Me neither.
But you know, I'm not.
It is Jim Gabe and Chewy, though. That's on you.
I mean, maybe not here specifically, but it was going to go somewhere.
Yeah. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Let me just scroll up to find it. Rodgers giving the Jets a quote-unquote wish list of players to target shows he is blank. Your options are loyal or insane. Well, I know this show is insane.
Yeah.
Is Rodgers loyal or insane for giving the Jets a wish list of players to target? Let us know, 800-990-3776. We are going to take a break. I don't think we can recover from where we just were. So let's take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and roll on right after this. But first, guys, you should consider Professional Construction, Inc. in Waukesha for all of your construction needs, whether it's a commercial project like a multifamily or an office, or maybe you're like me and you're looking for some remodeling projects around the house to get done. You should call my friends over at PCI. Mike and Michelle operate a family-owned company. They believe in building relationships and giving back to the community. And when we wanted to do our basement remodel, guess who we called? Mike and Michelle. And they were actually at our house earlier this week, blowing a hole in the foundation of our home so that we could access the crawl space that we are now going to utilize for storage. So much storage. You know you're getting old when you're excited about storage in your home and now all of the new places that I can hide my Christmas gifts and Christmas decorations and whatnot. But Mike and Michelle helped make that happen for us, and they can do the same for you. Just go to their website. It's professionalconstructioninc.com, professionalconstructioninc.com, for all the information on all the things that Mike and Michelle can do for you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Excuse me. Hold on. Getting choked up over it. So, hold on. Give me a moment.
On 94.5 ESPN.
ESPN Milwaukee, this is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. That means Mark Chmura, Ashton Rotman, Gabe Neitzel, and I am Jen Latta, holding it down every morning from 7 to 9 here on ESPN Milwaukee. And we are talking about Aaron Rodgers. And I got to tell you guys, I got people weighing in saying, hey, March Madness. Hey, spring training baseball. Hey, the
Bucks. Spring training baseball.
The Bucks won. I feel like that shows you how much people don't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers when they're throwing out spring training baseball as an alternative, as a preferred alternative. The point is, guys, hopefully, cross your fingers, this will all be over soon. It feels like it's trending in that direction as Aaron Rodgers is going to go on Pat McAfee this afternoon. It was announced yesterday, so that is noon central on YouTube. You can watch the quarterback on Pat McAfee's show. So I was thinking, we've done this before with Aaron Rodgers when he has made appearances out of the blue. Let's play a little bingo. Let's play a little Rodgers on McAfee bingo, guys. Let's put together our bingo card of things that he will say or address or mention on McAfee today. So the way that it works is we come up with the list, and then if he says it, you put a little square, a little X in the square, and then you get that box. So I put together a sort of a little list, a tiny little list, just to get us started, just to get us going here. Not a wish list. Yes, no,
yeah,
not
that's a check mark.
That's a check mark. Okay. Veiled shots at Green Bay Brass.
That's
yeah, Gabe's a little hesitant.
Well, I'm just trying to think if he's actually, because it seems like this entire offseason has been him and the Packers trying to avoid being the bad guy, right? Like everybody kind of assumed this was the route that this was going to take, and yet nobody wanted to say anything out loud because they wanted the other one to be the bad guy in the situation. So if he starts burning bridges on his way out of town, that's going to make him the bad guy.
So it was a shot, but is a shot him talking to LaFleur saying, we kind of didn't see eye to eye on how the offense should be run.
That's
is that
not
a shot?
That's not a shot. No, but you know a shot when you hear it.
Okay.
Right? It's like tone.
How about they didn't give me the players I think I needed to get to the Super Bowl? Is that a shot?
Yeah, it'll be like, but you're taking all of the ones you had with you. Like,
is that a shot?
Yeah,
or
it's
no?
a shot.
That's so he'll take shots.
Okay, so we're putting that on the bingo
list. He's definitely going to say the Packers didn't
want someone should ask him why. Well, McAfee's a moron anyways. Sorry. Well, punter. Sorry. I won't use moron.
those words interchangeable in your language?
I mean, say why. Why did you choose the Jets? Do you think he's going to say, why did you choose the Jets?
Oh, I think he might say that, yeah. I think that might be part of his explanation of
then definitely
everything that
shots.
Went on.
Yes, I'm going shots.
Everybody. Nice work. I also have here a inner circle mention of the inner circle. There was an inner circle mentioned the last time he was on McAfee talking about, you know, Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport are really good at their jobs, but they don't know bleep about me. So I feel like inner circle is something we may see mentioned today. Will there be a Johnson & Johnson joke?
No.
What?
I don't think he's going to touch that.
Why?
Really? Does he have to be the one to say any of these?
Because
like, what if AJ Hawk or Pat McAfee
hold
says
on.
It?
It's a good who's question. The, who's the owner of the Jets, Chew?
Woody.
Woody.
Johnson. Johnson's Woody.
Which is, I mean, a funny
that's
name.
That's kind of funny, yeah.
But where does Woody Johnson get all of his money? Where is
Johnson & Johnson.
This and Johnson and Johnson.
I'm so glad we're doing this, by the way. I really am. Yes?
Johnson and Johnson, famously one of three companies that had what?
Baby powder.
You're not wrong.
Chewy
not,
was yeah. right. Holy.
That's
Chewy
the first thing
right.
I think of
sure.
when you hear Johnson
show,
and Johnson.
We had Moderna. We had Pfizer.
Yes.
And we had.
Oh, pharmaceutical. Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they had one of the COVID shots.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, gotcha. Now the pieces come
together.
It's always
together. My favorite part when I actually can see the light bulb go off above your head. It's like, ding.
I never understood baby powder. Like, the girls use Gold Bond. You ever use Gold Bond?
Sure. Especially when I was playing baseball.
Why?
Like, what do you mean, why? Why did
just
I...
for the tingle of the balls?
I mean,
what is the purpose of Gold
podcast title?
Ashton's like, I'm listening.
No, I want to know.
I hate this. This just, you know what?
What? I just want, why?
What do you mean, why?
To prevent jock itch?
Yeah.
There's no more jocks.
Well, no, but you're still like.
Sweaty?
Yeah. It's not like when you're running around wearing tight baseball pants that is just flopping all
because
around.
Because I would
there.
Say in the locker room, probably 30% of the guys use Gold Bond, and I
sure.
never knew why.
My guess is probably some offensive linemen. The pants are a little bit tighter for those guys.
All right.
I'm surprised you didn't use Gold Bond since you had used the same jock strap for practices twice a day.
Are we putting Gold Bond on the bingo list or what?
No, Gold Bond is not.
Okay, so we can keep moving
on. Ever used Gold Bond?
I've never used Gold Bond.
Okay. I wonder what it would do.
What do you mean? It's just like...
It just tingles. It does nothing.
Oh, so someone in the talking text line, 800-990-3776, let's see who sent this to us. Ben and DePere sent this to us, saying that Ross Uglem, U-G-L-E-M,
yep.
Is that who that is?
Yep.
It's an unfortunate last name, if I'm being honest. But he put together a bingo card for Aaron Rodgers' appearance on Pat McAfee tomorrow, and it's similar to what we've been through. Refutes the wish list that he has on the bingo card. Says he hasn't made a decision until today, tomorrow. Right? That's that whole thing of like all of the reports up until today or yesterday were wrong. They were false. They didn't know what they were talking about, but I just made the decision officially today or yesterday. Wanted to finish his career in Green Bay, but the organization had other ideas. Yes? Yes, yes?
Hold on. Let me chew on that.
He's going to say something along the lines of the Packers didn't want him.
Is that a shot?
He is going to...
Wanted to go in another direction.
Yeah. He'll spin that narrative of this was not my decision, this was a Packers decision, so I made the best of their decision.
Ross also has on there, thanks the people,
yes.
quote unquote, the people.
Yes, he will.
Oh, thanks. The people
Green
of the,
Bay.
Yes.
Well, the people of the organization.
Right,
so
right.
like he'll probably, again, not the front office, but the other people within the organization.
Distinguish between the two, yes, of
yeah.
course, right?
You know.
Also, I think that the word love will come up, and not in the Jordan love, but I got nothing but love.
Oh,
I got
yeah.
so
yeah.
much love.
Love, empathy.
So much.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love how we're all rolling our eyes. Like, yeah,
yeah.
yeah. And then passive aggressive at Goody.
Yes.
We think it goes that route because, again, you guys were talking about this court of public opinion and how that may factor into what he does say and does not say.
Something just tells me he steers clear of trying to take shots at Goody and or...
Just directs them all at ESPN and Diana Rossini. Just
yeah.
every single
yes.
one of them at the quote-unquote wish list.
Which is also a bad idea, by the way. Like
it all depends on what mood he's in. Right?
So I don't know, man. When he goes scorched earth on this stuff, it
not
feels,
scorched earth, oh. but kind of coated. You know what I mean? Like, why would he stop now?
Because he's trying to win the breakup.
Yeah, what trying if he's just to, super
trying
graceful?
To put his best foot forward for his new fan base.
I don't think he can win the breakup.
Well, we put it on the Jenkins
and Chewy
Twitter poll this morning. Who is currently winning in the court of public opinion? 87% of people are saying the Packers.
Yes, mm-hmm. I totally agree.
87%.
And a lot of that is, had we known on Monday, like Jets fans are getting pretty ticked off at this
frustrated.
Guy.
Yeah.
Because we thought we would know on Monday. Now we're waiting. Then on Tuesday, okay, we got this list. Now hopefully he makes the decision today.
There was...
But like the last 48 hours have seemed like they've taken 2 weeks.
There was no way it was 87% with Brett. Brett was 50-50. 50 wanted him here.
Well, you
and
reminded
50
us
wanted
this morning
gone.
That there were people who were burning his jersey. There were
Brett?
People, yeah, who were
That's
throwing
what I'm
his
wondering.
Jersey into fire pits.
Yeah, you think people are going to burn Rodgers' jersey?
No, because
this is worse.
This
than-
has been, but this has been coming for a while. Brett was so sudden. You know what I'm saying? Like Brett retired. Did the tearful press conference, kind of went away for a little bit, came back and made it very clear he wanted to stick to the Packers because they
yes,
wanted to move it on.
Correct.
Right? Like he made that perfectly clear.
Yes.
So there were people who were like, yeah, no, I get it. And there were people like, no, you stick it to the Packers? Here, I'm lighting your jersey on fire. And because this has been building for so long with Aaron, I think people are just going to, you know, donate their jersey to Goodwill and move
but
on.
But I've always thought that that's how it should be, guys, and not necessarily burning clothing because it's very wasteful, and those jerseys are expensive. Last time I checked, it's a couple $100 for one of those authentic
A really good
jerseys.
One, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now, a jersey on there, maybe I burn a jersey just, you know, to
What's
send
a
the message.
A cheap one?
It's like a shirt jersey.
Oh.
It's like a T-shirt.
T-shirt?
Yeah.
But it's got like the name and number on the back.
Yeah, jersey. What was I trying to say before I got derailed? I was trying to say something that I thought
something
was insightful.
About Aaron.
Oh, thank you. So helpful.
Chewy oh, was no, right. I know what it was. Chewy was. I always feel like
something
your loyalty Aaron. Should be to the franchise.
Yes.
If you're a fan, your loyalty is to the franchise. Do you appreciate and value and love having great players, generational players, wear the jersey of your favorite franchise? Of course you do. Part of the reason that you have success. But at the end of the day, your loyalty should always be to the team, mm-hmm. not to a player. And that's where it always surprises me when there are fans out there and sycophants who just swallow up, gobble up, and swallow down everything that Aaron Rodgers says.
Is this, where does this, does this register?
I'm uncomfortable.
Does this register on the LeBron meter? Or no?
That's all I keep thinking about. The parallels of the decision in 2010.
Yeah.
That's everything that we... Chewy talking about being reminded
oh, this
of
is
Brett's
so much
jerseys.
Worse. This is so much worse than Should that.
We put oh, on, you think so?
Oh, I think this is worse.
Then LeBron 100%. Going on ESPN Live?
Yeah, because you know announcing? What he also, you know what he did?
He also donated a ton of money.
Yeah, raised like $8 to $10 million for right. the Boys and Girls Club.
If Rodgers goes on no. McAfee today, it says, and I'm donating $10 million to a Boys and Girls Club, all will be forgiven.
Yes.
I just want to put
then
that
we're
out
fine.
There. So
then, then he's on
if
equal footing
listening,
with LeBron.
Aaron, that's a really good way to change this 87%. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We've got Ken Ingles coming up right after the break. He's going to help us with some of the numbers that have been attached to some of these situations. The David Bakhtiari situation, the Aaron Rodgers situation, what the Packers can do in the free agency world. We'll talk to Ken Ingles right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. Mentality, local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. The founder and CEO is Kevin. He dealt with low testosterone, didn't even know it. Similar to me. Dealing with low testosterone, didn't know it. We had similar symptoms. Groggy, tired, just didn't have enough energy to get through the day. I thought it was because, okay, I'm getting a little bit older. I'm doing a morning show now. Used to do the afternoon show. And Kevin just couldn't quite figure it out. Well, turns out it was low testosterone. He found out and started Mentality. I found out, went to Mentality. It's simple. You get a blood panel done. Within a week, they tell you what your results are. And if your testosterone levels are low, they will come up with a customized treatment plan just for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all type of thing. They come up with a customized treatment plan to make you feel and perform at your very best. There's no better safe and insured medical solution available. So go to their website, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
His eyeball.
Wait.
Where do I get him?
I just assumed, when I said wait, did you just think it was just a suggestion?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Typically.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I don't think we have made any secret here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy about our inability to do math. Hell, we can barely add up numbers to equal 17. Chewy calls it what? 8 in
plus
the math.
The math.
10 in the math, yeah. When we're trying to figure out a team's record. So when it comes to contracts and cap and all of that type of stuff, we have to outsource for that information. And for that, we bring in Ken Ingles. You know him from Twitter, guys. You follow him on Twitter. He is the best at breaking down the cap. He's a CPA. And Ken, we are so thankful to have you joining us this morning. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
We're doing well. We think that today may be the end of our long local nightmare.
It's been a national nightmare.
If you're a Jets fan, it's not a nightmare. It's like
turning into one.
It's like a Katy Perry song is what it is. It's like I wanted to get into this was my question for you because I want to ask you the things that I'm not sure about. And one of those things is how much of the contract of the cap could the Packers legitimately take on? Because that's been something that people have been talking about, right? Like the Jets wanting the Packers to pick up some of the cap hit, right? So what portion of the cap hit could the Packers realistically pick up without handcuffing them further this season, Ken?
Oh, man, that's an excellent question. And it really starts, you have to look at like where the Packers are like holistically and where they're at now, what moves they need to do between now and the start of the season just to put a roster together. And that's not even adding in like their wish list items. If they even want to go out and get other free agents or bring back some of the, you know, I think they've got 17 free agents on that were hitting the market. If they want to bring any of these guys back. So every dollar that they pay off of this $59.5 million contract that Rodgers is going to be getting this year if he goes to the Jets, every dollar that they pay for that comes off of what they can do for other players for their team, right? So it's kind of the seesaw where you got to weigh it, right? And when you look at their team, where they stand right now, they're at about $17.5 million of salary cap space. That sounds like a lot. And like 5 years ago, like at this time, like, you know, heading into the new league year, $17.5 million sounds like a lot of money, but that goes by fast. You know, things like the practice squad is like $3.5 million. The draft is going to cost another $4 or $5 million. Just having about another $5 million in your back pocket to get through the season, all that goes away. That's not even factoring in the $9 million that it's going to cost the Packers as a net loss to trade Rodgers, which is insane. Normally, when you trade away a player, you get relief, but because of the way the contract's structured, they're going to take a bath on this. So right now, if I look at all the little levers that they have between now and the start of the season, they only really have like $5 million to play with for everything. So that means bringing back guys. If you want Mason Crosby back, they got to fit that into like a $5 million bucket. So I don't really see a scenario where there's going to be a lot where the Packers are going to be paying off of this contract. They're likely trying just to unload this contract and taking whatever compensation they can, because financially they're not in a position where they can just, here's $10 million parting gift, you know, to get Rodgers out the door. They're not really in the position to be able to do something like that.
So with all that factored in, are they just hoping that Tom Pelissero just reporting, you know, 15 minutes ago that Yosh Nijman has a second round restricted free agent tender put on him worth roughly $4.3 million. Given that number, would the Packers offer some sort of extension to Yosh, or are they just not going to be able to do that because the 4.3 is going to be cheaper than any sort of extension they can put together and then try to sign him next offseason?
That gets tough. Yosh has to agree to it, right? So they gave him the tender. A few years ago, I think it was Tonyan. Mm-hmm. He came back on a restricted free agent tender, and they ended up doing a full restructure, like a void year restructure, adding four fake years on the back to spread that out and make it like a $1 million hit. I could see them doing that. That's one move that's not factored into that $5 million bucket that I talked about, like where they can get some space there, you know. There's some wiggle room there, but chances are an extension is going to cost roughly the same because you're going to give them a signing bonus that starts costing this year. So the Yosh, you know, I know a popular rumor around is, okay, maybe the Packers are trying to tender Yosh for a second and then hoping that another team comes in and gives them an offer sheet. So then the Packers get a second-round pick as compensation, or maybe he's part of the Rodgers trade, and then he goes away. So, you know, really the Packers are at the point where with all the little levers that they can pull with guys like Campbell, Douglas, Runyon, O'Donnell, like that's where we're getting to. We're talking about restructuring a punter to get the $5 million. Hmm. Like we're at the point where, you know, there's not going to be a lot coming in the door unless they're going to start getting rid of veterans. But the problem is they've already restructured all these veterans. They're writing them all these big fat checks to get cap space now. But so their options aren't as, you know, high as maybe what we thought a week ago when, you know, you look at the reports around, oh, Packers at $24 million. But again, as I said, that goes fast.
Ken, is David Bakhtiari tradable? I know they just restructured his deal, but can they trade him or no?
A week ago, I would have said yes, but they just basically guaranteed and wrote him a check for $15 million, right? They took his big base salary. He had a roster bonus. None of that was guaranteed, and they didn't have to pay him any of that money until, like, this Friday. So if they wanted to trade him, the window to do that would have been, like, what, at 4 p.m. today when the league year starts until Friday when they have to pay him, like, a $10 million bonus. Instead, they restructured his deal and wrote him a check for $15 million. So I would say at this point, no. They would take a huge bath on that. But you look at his contract, you have to think that this is probably the last year that Bakhtiari's on the roster, and they're probably going to have to cut him.
What was the rush to do it?
For him on the way out.
Ken, what was the rush? Why didn't they just wait till this, till the dust settled here and then go from there? Because if the Jets were willing to give up another first-round pick or something, and he's only going to play this year and you're going to get rid of him, the hell are they doing up there?
That's the thing. They needed the cap space. Like, they're at $17.5 million right now after bringing Yash back on. They don't have the space to really navigate or do much of anything without the savings that they got from Bakhtiari. They got $7.5 million savings from Bakhtiari. And remember, when Rodgers gets traded, and we all think he's going to get traded at this point, his cap number goes up, right? He's only $31 million on the cap if he plays in Green Bay and they pay him that $60 million. But if they trade him, all this money, all this restructuring, all this house of cards, all this funny money that you hear about with restructuring, that all comes due. And it's a hit. They're losing cap space to trade the guy, which is insane. But that's the position that the Packers are in, you know, after the past couple of years of kind of going for it, restructuring guys,
kicking the old can down the street,
yeah,
right, Ken?
Yeah.
So
right.
At that point, Ken, right, when does this team become healthy? Like, they've pushed so much money into the future, they're now absorbing more money potentially for an Aaron Rodgers trade today. Like, if now we're in rebuild mode for the Packers, when do they actually get to a point where they're healthy with the cap?
You know, I think the team's kind of crossing their fingers that that 2024 could be a year. You know, make no joke, like, a big part of this trade for Rodgers is getting that cap space for future years, getting kind of that contract off the books.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we didn't even talk about yet is, like, this contract that Rodgers have is so unique that every year that he plays, it gets more and more expensive for the Packers to move on from him and trade from him. So we've talked about this year, if he's traded, that's a $40.3 million hit or something to trade him for him to go away. Next year, let's say that, you know, he calls on McAfee today and he says, I'm coming back, you know, let's run it back. I don't think anyone thinks that's happening, but let's just play along. That hit next year, and we're doing this whole song and dance next year, that goes up to $68.2 million. Because, again, it's a house of cards. It's like taking out a mortgage and then taking out a second and a third and a fourth mortgage, you know, to buy the boat, to buy the car, to buy all the toys. And then you sell the house and then the bank wants all the money. So that's kind of where that's kind of where we're at with Rodgers and the way this contract is structured. So really 2024, if you take his cap off the book, that's a $40 million cap hit that's scheduled to hit next year. That will just be gone. And that's where you can start to kind of climb out of the hole.
All right. Well, way to end on a high note, Ken. We really appreciate that. He's Ken Ingles. You can, of course, follow him on Twitter as he breaks down. He is a CPA, Packer shareholder, and a cap guy who breaks down all of the numbers that are way too complicated for simpletons like us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Ken, we appreciate your time this morning.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
We'll take a break. Be right back.